This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamunanagar in Haryana yesterday. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Choturam thermal power plant worth around 8,470 crore rupees to provide uninterrupted power supply across the state. He also laid the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 14.4 kilometer Rewari bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharat Mala Pariyojana. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport at Hisar worth over 410 crore rupees. He also flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya on the occasion. Speaking at the event on amendments to the Waqf Act, Prime Minister said, new provisions will honour the sanctity of Waqf, ensuring that the rights of poor and Pasmanda Muslim families, women and children are upheld.
नए प्रावधानों से वक्फ की भी पवित्र भावना का सम्मान होगा. मुस्लिम समाज के गरीब और पसमांदा परिवारों, मुस्लिम महिलाओं, खास करके मुस्लिम विधवाओं को, मुस्लिम बच्चों को उनका हक भी मिलेगा और भविष्य में उनका हक सुरक्षित रहेगा.
The Inspector General of the Border Security Force Eastern Command, Ravi Gandhi, visited Samsher Ganj in Murshidabad yesterday. He held a review meeting with senior officers. Meanwhile, Bhangar in the South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal witnessed a protest against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Mob also attacked 9 policemen at Kashipur area of North Calcutta and set on fire police bikes while protesting. On the other hand, a petition has been filed at the Supreme Court for an investigation under court-monitored special investigation team into the incident in Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The petitioner, Shashank Sekhar Jha, appealed the apex court for the SIT to examine why the protests against the Waqf Amendment Act escalated into a law and order situation. Moreover, the BJP has urged the governor of West Bengal, C.V. Anand Bose, to intervene in the recent Murshidabad incident. In a letter addressed to the governor, the party's state president, Dr. Sukanta Mazumdar, detailed the events and called for immediate and decisive action. In a major anti-drug operation, the Indian Coast Guard, in coordination with the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad, seized over 300 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 1,800 crore rupees in the Arabian Sea off Gujarat coast. Acting on specific information from the Gujarat ATS during a night operation, the Coast Guard ship intercepted a vessel near the international maritime boundary line in the sea. Upon seeing the approaching ship, the smugglers, who were on a boat, dumped the narcotics into the sea and fled across the international waters. Later, the Coast Guard team recovered the narcotics from the sea. The consignment was brought to Porbandar for investigation. A massive fire broke out on the second floor of Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night, causing panic among patients and hospital staff. Upon receiving information about the fire, several fire brigade vehicles rushed to the scene. Following the incident, Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak and Lucknow District Magistrate Vesak Iyer arrived at the hospital. The Deputy Chief Minister stated that around 200 patients had been shifted to other hospitals. Serious patients were transferred to King George's Medical University, while some were taken to the civil hospital. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident. No casualties have been reported so far. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets of Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency predicted the similar conditions over Punjab, Haryana and West Madhya Pradesh from tomorrow to Friday. The IMD said that Kerala and Mahe are expected to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. According to the Met Department, heavy rainfall is expected over Odisha during the next 2 days. In the IPL T20 tournament, Chennai Super Kings ended their 5-match losing streak with a 5-wicket win over the hosts, Lucknow Super Giants, at the Ekana Cricket Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 167, CSK got off to a solid start with the opening pair Rachin Ravindra and Rashid Sheikh putting together a 50-run partnership before Rashid was dismissed by Avesh Khan. Shivam Dubey provided a crucial middle-order contribution with a steady 43 of 37 balls, stabilizing the innings. However, it was skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni's blistering knock of 26 off just 11 deliveries that powered CSK past the finish line in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.